Hi, my name is Kareem Davis, and I have here today Jun Jae Zhang to tell us what it was like when he had come to America. He was born and grew up a little bit in the Fuzhou province of China, then moved to Philadelphia when he was 4 years old. So Jun Jae, can you tell me anything about your life in China?
Well, I could definitely say that it was really different from being here compared to here. Yeah, the living is pretty just different, completely different compared to America.
You said the living is different?
Yes.
How is it different?
There's stuff that are limited and there's stuff that are just more like things basically cost more. That's what I'm trying to say. Well, not just money. I just also think that the family value, that the ones that I have at home and compared to here, I think that is so much stronger, because I live in a small town in Fuzhou province, and then so I have really close family members that taught me things, and then so year by year, we just grew a really strong bond, and then so the town is really small, so everybody was really close to each other. And then compared to here, it's a really big city, and then as you walk in, you're pretty much lost. Like, that's how I pretty much was when I first stepped foot here to America. I was lost, like really lost. And then I really missed the family value back then. Can't say I lost any when I came over here, but I definitely, it definitely became more different and somewhat more less important. So, I mean, that's one thing. And then also, like, back to what I was saying earlier, as in cost and like things, like we didn't have, you can't just go to the supermarket in Fuzhou province in my town and grab a carton of milk off of the refrigerator. Like, you can't do that because there's a totally different system just for milk that you guys drink every single day, that kids drink every single day here in America. You can't do that in China because there is no such thing as milk in supermarkets. They don't sell it. So yeah, those are the two main things that that really differentiate the life in America and the life back in China.
Okay, so while you were down in Fuzhou?
Yes, Fuzhou.
Okay, what was something that you like enjoyed doing for fun?
I was a little kid. I was a little kid when I was still living there for a decent amount of time. One of the things that I really liked doing was probably like hanging with my friends. Although I didn't really have enough like friends like that because I was a little kid. All I knew was like play around, run around. Like, all I knew was like being playful, because that's what, like, I'm a little kid. And then so, I mean, I could say that one of the things, because how tight the town is, how family-like the town is, like, I had no problem. I was like 3 to 4 years old when I started just running around people's houses and then going in there without introducing myself, because we're just family-like like that. So, I mean, yeah, that's probably one of the things I really like doing, just being able to walk around and then, just communicating with different people.
So in your eyes, that the community was like a one big old family?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. So relating to your movement to the United States, how did you like feel about it? Did you really have any like feelings about it, or was it just like you didn't want to leave or you wanted to stay? You know, how'd you feel?
I mean, just like a little kid, never really wanted to leave away from his or her mom's side, because that's just what they're a little baby, and that's just who they grow up like knowing. So just like that, I somewhat feel like that it was kind of, my culture was somewhat snatched from me, because what happened was that I just woke up one day I just woke up one night, actually, because we left that night, and it was, I remember it was raining outside, and then my mom and dad, I saw my dad there for the, like, at least, I didn't get to see my dad very often because he was here making a life in America. So my mom was the one who really took care of me. And then, but I mean, I somewhat feel like my culture was just kind of snatched from me because I just woke up one night and then all day, my mom carried me. And then, I just remember seeing this black car waiting for me outside. I thought we was going somewhere to like play or something. Cause it was like, I'm a little kid. Like I said, all I knew was being playful. So all I knew was that we was going somewhere. And then, when I found out that I wasn't coming back, because I knew I had the feeling, like my mom and dad didn't even tell me that I wasn't coming back. I had the feeling as soon as I stepped on the plane, I knew that I was not gonna come back anytime soon. But I just knew it. So can't say I was feeling happy about it, but I mean, I'm here now, really satisfied about my life, really appreciate it. But it really definitely changed my life stepping my foot here in America. But can't say I was like, maybe if my mom would have told me that we were moving, but I was a little kid, so I probably wouldn't understand anything. But yeah, I was feeling like some type of way where maybe informing me first, like, I never liked America, I can tell you that. Like, I stepped foot here, I knew I didn't never like the place, because, not because of, the first thing I noticed when I stepped here was that, the people were different. Like, I'd never seen white people before, I'd never seen black people before, like, that's all I saw. So, I kept looking around, like, what is this place? Like, it was weird, it was really weird. And then, I mean, not because of racism or anything, it was just because I felt like home was back there. Like, I felt like I'm really going to be able, really going to miss my aunt and uncle and my cousin who took care of me as I grew up. So, yeah, that's, I just kind of felt like my culture was a little bit snatched away from me. And, of course, I felt weird stepping foot to America.
Okay, so kind of like backtracking a bit. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. You know what? We'll just cut that out. Dirt. Cutting that out too. Fucking kill you. So you said that you never liked it ever since you first got here, right?
Yeah.
Like, you kind of hated it. So, right, so I know, like, you felt bad about this new place. And so, like, when did you start to like America?
Like, adapt to it?
Yeah, like, more so adapt.
Well, I never, when I was little, I came here when I was 4 years old. I never liked it until at the age of at least middle school. I never liked it here at least at the age of middle school. In middle school, the reason why I say middle school, it was because that I feel like I've gained the most inspiration in middle school. So, and then I start to realize things more. Like, I started to become more mature. And then, in some ways, you could say puberty, inspired, kind of made me express my feelings about America. But, I mean, and I'm glad that happened, was because now that I realize how China is, I don't think I want to go back. But if I be able to, then I'll probably bring my entire family out here if I be able to. But then things are just the way it is. But in middle school, I wasn't a very brave person. Like, I would be the, like, if there was a robbery that came out, I would probably be the first one to run away. Like, I wasn't a very strong person inside either. Like, I was very emotional. I was very, like, laid back. I wasn't very upbeat or anything. I wasn't very enthusiastic. Like, I was afraid to talk. Like, that's how I was in middle school. And then, so, but I remember this guy coming, this guy, his name is Greg Corbin. Like, he just came in one day. He's like, I really like poetry when I was in middle school. I developed the love of poetry. But then poetry wasn't all that to me, like, until he came in and he taught me. He was like, I remember he wanted me to share out of in front of the class my poem. And then I was like a shy little kid, so I wasn't very brave to stand up. And so he asked me, like, what are you scared about, like, standing up? He asked me, and then that just got me. That just really got to me. And then, so, like, what are you scared of? Like, as soon as I heard that, I just thought of life, like, what should I be scared of? Like, there's some stuff that are important to gain in, like, talking is so important. And then, but what am I scared of doing it? Like, why am I scared of talking? And then, so that really got into me. And then also other inspirations where, like, some of the family problems that I had, like my grandparents had a little problem with my parents living the place that they're living. And then but they also influenced me into working for my family, not letting them down. And then they also relates back to my family members back in China. I talk to them once in a while, and then I'm just seeing them smile when they see me. Like, it just forced me to work a little harder. And then the fact that I know, I understand more about America compared to China. America seems like there's a place of opportunity compared to China, because if China is like, I don't know, the education was really different. And then, so I just felt like coming here, it was a great decision, but I mean, still could have been informed before, you know, just carried me to the airplane and then just, like, not telling me where we're going to go. But I mean, like, yeah, so, like, in middle school, I really started to adapt more to America and how the lifestyle here was like, and that, you know, just keep on striving every day.
Okay. So, that's, like, a general overview of your time and with inside the school system. Do you say you were accepted by others?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And another question. Was it easy trying to be yourself, or did you have to kind of make, like, a new identity so that you could, like, try to fit in with the other kids?
It was definitely not easy to be myself, because I was, like I said earlier, I wasn't very brave. I wasn't very upbeat. So in that case, I wasn't able to express myself as much as I wanted to. But in some ways, I don't think that expressing yourself, like,
just wait.
Yeah.
I was tied up.
Just wait for it to. I just asked that question again.
Was it easy trying to be yourself, or did you kind of have to make, like, a new identity so that you could feel accepted within, like, the new environment?
It was definitely not easy to be myself. Like I said, I wasn't very brave or strong. So because of that, I wasn't able to express myself as much as I wanted to. But then I don't think that expressing myself, like, openly to others is a very good thing, because there's also the trust. And then but I mean, I definitely had to change. Like I could admit that I was a very fake person in middle school. I was very fake. Like, I would tell people this and then lie about it, and then, like, not tell them the truth, basically, and then tell them a different perspective other than mine. And then just to fit in with others. So I could admit that I was really a fake person when I was in middle school. But that changed because of my inspirations, and then, like, because of the friends that
I hang out with. I learned to have a small circle when I step into high school. Like, not everybody can be your friend. I learned that the really hard way. And that, I mean, I'm myself right now. Like, I could tell you that all this I'm saying it is true. And then, but, I mean, when I was little, it was hard. It was really hard to just be myself because I always wanted to fit in with others and then not be left out. So, yeah, so it was hard.
Okay. So, June J, we're going to cut it right here because we got our next class to go to. So, eat chicken with broccoli, and I'll see you another time.